Welcome everybody, Shinema 929, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we are in the middle of course the Halachos of Amen, saying Amen, in conjunction with Brachos, obviously. So, the question is, we spoke about last year in reference to Kaddish, very interesting. Again, we're not talking so much about Tefillah per se, but just we happen to see the Igros Moshe. We brought down from the Dirushu that even by Kaddish, you have to know in order to say Amen. It shouldn't be Amen Yisayma. You have to say it in the right time, right? We said Teich Kadei Dibor, and also you have to know what part of Kaddish the Chaz is up to. So I just want to read, we're going to get into this now, but just to read from the Dirushu again in Simen Kuf Chav Dalet, and then move on to back to our Simen Reish Tes Vav, which again they keep on crisscross because of the fact that they're both talking over there by Kuf Chav Dalet, they're talking about Chazar Seshas, obviously, which is connected to Amen, and our Simen Reish Tes Vav, which is Amen, so therefore we keep on crossing the bridge, if you want to call it. One side of the bridge you have Kuf Chav Dalet, which is in Sif Zayin and Ches, and the other side is Reish Tes Vav. So that's why we keep on going back and forth. Okay, so he says like this in the Dirshu, actually, number 52. He says, Mashma, he quotes again, Bir Halacha from Simen Reish Tes Vav, believe it or not, which is what we've quoted. Mashma, he says, the Einei Chayiv Rak Mutter. Oz lanois kamoi shemash bebir halacha, right? Teretz Hasheni bedas harosh. We're not going to get into the whole bir halacha right now, just to get the highlights of it. Shem loy shoma es a bracha. If you didn't hear the bracha of rak yedeya, but again the same concept. We want to keep this in mind. If you heard the whole bracha, you must answer amen. But now I didn't hear the bracha, but I know that's what he says. For rak yedeya. He's a bracha mevarchim. I know which bracha this person is making, right? For whatever reason, I see him with a cup of water, I see him with this, I see him whatever, but I know which bracha he's making, then yachal lanes amen, I could answer amen. And I see him finish. I know when he finishes, toich kadei dibur, and everything else is kehilchas, is I'm doing in the right amount of time, because I see it, right? I just didn't bedafke hear it exactly. Amen loy shoma as a bracha v'rak yedeya, he's a bracha mevarchim yachal lanes amen, then I could answer amen. In other words, the point is that that would not be amen yisayma. There would not be a main yisayma, so he says, "Avol einoy chayiv," but it's, you're not chayiv to answer amen. Again, what does he mean by that? If you hear a whole bracha, then you must answer amen. That's you must do that. That's chayiv to answer amen. But if you didn't hear it, you just know it. You're not einoy chayiv to answer amen. V'rak b'shema, v'rak b'shemeya Hashem. Unless you heard Hashem's name, like we said, v'siyim bracha and the end of the bracha, right? Even though you might have missed something in the middle, but then chayiv lanos. Then you have to answer. Again, we're not talking about, we spoke about a couple of shiurim ago when somebody, I'm being yoytzu with somebody else's bracha. That's not what we're talking about, because then you must hear the whole thing. But even if you missed a word or two in the middle, but you heard the Shem Hashem, you heard the end, then it's the chiyuv to answer. But in case not, if you just know which bracha the person's making, even though you could say everything, whatever, so there's no chiyuv to say, but it's a tzarech, I'm sorry, then he says, then there's no chiyuv to say amen, but you could say amen. The punchline is says Yochel Lanes Amen. Amen. You could answer Amen. Avol Einu Chiyev. There's no Chiyev on that. Okay, Vrak. Unless, like we said, unless you heard the whole thing or the Alis Hashem's name in the end and so on. Okay, just one more quick thing over here that he brings down in the Dirshu in Simen Kof Chav Dalid. Before we move back to Simen Reish Tes Vav, so he says that which we said, which the Mishnah Berurah actually gives the klal of Teich Kadei Dibur is three words or four words, Shalom Aleichem Rebbe or Shalom Aleichem Rebbe Amori. He doesn't say that flat out, but I've seen that in the past. But it's Shalom Aleichem Rebbe, Shalom Aleichem Rebbe Amori. So he says in Ois number 54 that which one is it? In other words, it could make a difference. It could be another half a second, right, or whatever the case is. But he says Huv Shiyesh Mokam Shestam Hamishabura Shesmana Gimel Tevus, that it's really Mishabura says. In other places, that it's really three. In other words, is it three or four, right? The three or four words, which could make a difference. Shalom Aleichem Rebbe, Shalom Aleichem Rebbe Amori, right? But that amount of time. So he says, other places, Mishabura says it's only three. V'yesh Mekomer says, the other places that he says is four. But he says, right, so then he says, and he brings from Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, that says, no, the Iker Shir is three words. The amount of time it takes a person, Teich Kadei Dibur, is three words. Shalom Aleichem Rabbi Achrei, because of the fact that the Mishabura in two different places, I guess in more places than others. That's how he goes, and he goes also right. So he says v'chein pasuk Rambam v'chein das roiv v'achroinim. That's that's how we go in conjunction with roiv v'achroinim, with most achroinim. Okay, so now getting back to our Siman Reish Tesvav and the Piskei Tshuva. Now, the thing where this comes into play a lot, which we have to talk about a little bit, is on a telephone, right? Many times you hear somebody make a bracha on a telephone. So the question is, what do we do? Could I answer Amen or not answer Amen? So that's an interesting thing. Right, today you have even more. Today you have even video groups. I've heard others want to say possibly sometimes you have people who can't get out, older people, whatever the case is. And sometimes there's a shul davening and they have during the week, not Shabbos, obviously. We're talking about during the week, even Shacharis, whatever, and they have a video of they had this by COVID or whatever, but a lot of times you have older people, the people can't get out, or other places, whatever, for whatever reason. You have these video calls of the davening, or just possibly somebody making bracha on the phone and stuff like that. Then you have, there's another shayla in the place can brought down in the microphone. So that's a little bit easier, we could understand. But a telephone, is that considered teichka de dibur? Is that considered they finish? I mean, there's time till it gets to you. Sound travels. How fast does it travel? You don't really hear them. I mean, really, you're hearing the electric sound waves or whatever the case might be. So I'm just throwing this out there that they bring this down. We'll talk about it upcoming shiurim. The Sefer Piskei Tshuva talks about that these halachas are used in conjunction with how we work with the telephone to answer Amen or not, right? If you know, so he brings down, just to end off again, getting back to Reish Tezvav, our Simen, in the Piskei Tshuva, quoting that Bir Halacha, and he says, in Ois Gimel, Afilu Leisham, according to the Bir Halacha, like we said, from the Dirshu also, Kol Shama, Afilu Leisham Klal, even if you didn't hear at all, you didn't hear the one making the bracha at all. Im yodeya eiza bracha beirach hamavarech. As long as you know, again, you have to know what bracha he's making. The yodeya she'atahu toich kedei dibur ligmar berchasai, and you know, right? You know that it's within the time zone, like we said, Shalom Aleichem Rebbe, Toich Kedei Dibur, he finished the bracha, and you could say Amen. So then, that's good. Or he brings other examples. Oy Shemeyat Sibur, Oynim Amen, V'yadeya Al Eze Bracha Oynim. The same thing, right? You come into shul, and you see everybody's answering Amen, and you know Al Eze V'yadeya. And again, the same point. You know which bracha they're answering Amen to. Then Oyna Imahem. You can answer with them, that's all. Ach, but we said, chiyuv ein loy, ella im kein shoma kol bracha mipi hamavarech. There's no chiyuv per se, unless you heard the whole bracha from a person's mouth. Like we said, Shem Hashem in the end and so on. Okay, we'll continue on this subject upcoming shiurim. Thank you for listening. Aslacham bracha kol tuv.